Paul Ramel here in the studio, and we have a special guest in the studio with us. Karen Tilbury joins us. Karen is the president of the Lac qui Parle Historical Society. And welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's been a while since you and I have been together to do a radio show.
Yeah, that's right. Usually we did a number of shows over the years,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, yep, so. We have, every now and then.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We want to talk a little bit about the Lac qui Parle Museum and what the Historical Society is all about.
Yes, you know, and most people, when we talk about the Historical Society or the museum, we kind of use them interchangeably. You know, most people know us as the museum out on
right.
Highway 75.
Yep.
And we've been around for a long time. I did not bring with me the date that we started, but we're a nonprofit organization, and most of our funding comes from donations of money, and so we need donations of money and time to keep our organization operating. Right now, we are doing we're sending out our membership letter. And we have approximately 200 members between
wow.
individual memberships and business memberships.
Okay. What's it cost to be a member? Is there a cost to be a member of the Lac qui Parle Historical Society?
Yes, there is. An annual individual cost is $20.
Oh.
And an annual family cost is $30. And then there's a number of discounts that we have if you're a member. We discount scanning, photocopies, classes, bus tours, tickets to special events, and assistance with research if you have a membership. Not that any of those things are happening right now anyway.
Right.
Being that the museum building is currently closed because of COVID-19.
Yep. Yep.
And at this time, we don't know when we will be opening again.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a board meeting next Tuesday, and I'm sure that'll be one of the topics on the agenda.
Okay. Yeah, 200 people, members. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How often do you meet?
Well, we meet monthly.
Monthly, okay.
And then, of course, we have some events through the year, but, you know, us, like everything else last year, we had a number of events that were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to take part in the Table for Hospice, and our pancake brunch and raffle, we were able to get that in, but we had that in July instead of May like we usually do. Our open house on May 17th, we didn't have. Our mystery at the museum, we were supposed to have the 14th of June, that didn't happen. We were going to take a bus tour to Watertown to the library there because they were going to have a traveling exhibit there that had to do with the women's right to vote.
Oh, well, I remember that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And that was canceled. Our volunteer appreciation was canceled. We didn't have Christmas at the museum.
Mm.
You know, the school kids didn't come. Rachel, who does our outreach programs, was only able to do three of her presentations.
Mm.
So, you know, lots
yep.
of things we didn't happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you have some things that you're planning.
Yes,
okay.
We do. I do want to talk, though, about one of the projects that we did last year was our Churches of Lac qui Parle County book. And we used those pictures that Kelly Lund had taken for us in 2018.
Right. I bought one of those books. That's an amazing book.
Yeah, isn't it?
Beautiful,
nice?
Beautiful pictures of the churches in Lac qui Parle
mm-hmm.
County.
Yeah, you know, outside and inside
yep.
pictures, and then a little
history.
Yep, a little history about them all.
Loved
and
it.
Those are available for $20 at the museum. You know, 5 years from now, who knows how many of our little churches will even be operating.
Exactly.
And, you know, so this is the time to get some of that history.
Right.
We were able to have that traveling exhibit from the League of Women Voters, and that what tells the story of women's suffrage movement. And then the museum staff also organized an exhibit sharing the stories of women from Lac qui Parle County. And this display included the women's suffrage movement and the role of women in the Prohibition movement, and of course this was the 100-year celebration of the battle for women's votes, which it really was a battle.
Right. Yep.
due to some very generous donations from a number of people, we were able to replace the computers at the museum this year.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, most of the computers were like 10 years old or older, and, you know, that's...
time to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So we were able to get that done. One of the things we're also doing is we're continuing to fundraise to replace the furnaces. Because of the size of the building and various additions, we have like five furnaces. And so far we have replaced one.
Wow.
And then part of what goes on at the museum besides the furnaces is we, you know, the venting and the air conditioning, and it's important to keep the humidity at the museum below a certain level to help protect particularly like some of the pictures.
Yep, preserve a lot of things that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've always had a little bit of a gift shop, but we're expanding that, and we're looking for donations of items for the shop. So if somebody has a woodworking hobby, or like I like to do a lot of sewing, you know, so...
Yep.
Those kind of things, we would be certainly happy to have a donation of that to sell at the gift shop.
Okay. And if somebody has something, they just can contact you, right?
Yeah, well, they can contact me, but it would probably be a better to just call Barb at the museum.
Okay.
And the museum's number is 320-598-7678. You know, the people that work at the museum is, of course, Barb Redepitting, who's our curator and has been for quite some time, and she does a terrific job.
Very much.
As does Donna Anderson, who does a lot of the input in the computers of information. And then, of course, Rachel Crowett, who does the educational things. And, you know, those three do a terrific job. And then we have quite a number of volunteers that particularly have come in on Friday mornings, and have gone through the newspapers. We have lots and lots of newspapers. And they go through the newspapers looking for, you know, articles of interest so that we can get them in this program called Past Perfect. And then if a person comes into the museum and, oh, let's say I want to know something about the Kakritz family. You know, we just put Kakritz in there, and we would see what all pops up.
All right. Yep. Yeah. I know I really enjoy the Facebook posts. I don't know who's responsible for that, but posting pictures and stuff like that of back in the day, and I really enjoy that.
Yeah, it is amazing, all of the stuff that we have in the museum. Yep. It just really is. One of the things that I did recently is I put an article in the Madison paper, and it was about small newspapers, the importance of small newspapers in our communities. And so if a person hasn't had a chance to read that, I don't remember if it was in this week's paper or last week's paper, you know, time goes so fast. So, you know,
There's articles that you put in often.
I try and get one in probably about every 3-4 months. As president, one of the things that I do is I write a small article for the museum's newsletter that goes out to the members. And so often what I have written in the newsletter that goes out to the members is applicable to the whole county.
Okay, good.
And so that's one of the things that I am fortunate enough to do.
Yeah, good. What are the hours of the museum?
Well, right now the hours are closed and closed.
Closed, yeah.
But normally it's 10 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And hopefully some restrictions will be lifted here shortly so people can enjoy the museum.
Yes, yes. And we just really miss it that people can't come in. We have currently kind of on a facelift project and we've had some volunteers that have been able to be in the museum and do some painting right now with the museum closed and don't have to worry about people getting hit on top of the head with some paint or something like that. And that's really looking good.
Good. All right, Karen. You know what? I'm going to do this on the air here. I'm going to become a member of the Loughborough Historical Society.
Great, Paul. Yeah. Great.
I love history, and I love what you guys are doing. I love the mission that you have, and it's one of the best museums around, I think. So.
Yes, yes.
Sign me up.
You know what? I just happen to have a membership form here, you know, and if anybody else that's in here wants to sign up, we can make copies. Well, thank you so very much, Paul. We appreciate every member that comes in. So come in and see what we've got, you know. Look at some of the school stuff. We've got 4-H stuff. We've got the dolls. We have a lot.
Yep, and there's a lot of history in Loughborough County.
You bet. Now, some of the people that are involved with the membership of the museum are also involved in the upcoming anniversary. And, you know, the 150th anniversary. And there's a number of events that are planned around that.
Okay.
We're just really hoping that those events can go on as planned, too.
And the 150-year of Loughborough County, right?
Yes, of our county.
Is there a date set for that or not?
Well,
not yet.
We're supposed to be starting with a play at the Prairie Arts Center, and I believe that is going to be in April. Right now, what I have on the schedule is the 17th and 18th of April, the historical play.
Okay. So it's kind of a year celebration.
It's just not a specific.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
And of course, everything pending with the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. So. All right. Real good job, Karen. Thanks for filling us in on what's happening at the Loughborough Museum and the Historical Society.
Yes, it's so nice to be able to come and do this at our local radio. And, you know, hopefully as many people as possible will be able to come to see us at the museum this year.
All right. All right, give me that membership sheet, and I'll fill it out right now.
Okay, here we have it.
All right, thank you, Karen.
You bet, Paul.
Yep, Karen Tilbury. Karen's the president of the Loughborough Historical Society.